With hundreds of thousands of titles released each and every year, how are we supposed to choose a book to read? Word of mouth is the old standby. Then there's media interviews, book clubs, and increasingly celebrity book clubs are seen as a ticket to the bestseller list. NPR's Lynn Neary has been investigating.
It all began with Oprah.
And I want to get the whole country reading again. Those of you who haven't been reading, I think books are important.
Oprah Winfrey first introduced her book club on her television show back in 1996, sending works by previously unknown writers shooting to the top of bestseller lists. A new version of the club was launched in 2012, using social media as the main platform. Now, there's a range of book clubs led by celebrities. Actress Emma Watson has a feminist book club. Andrew Luck's club is aimed in part at getting young people to read. Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon jumped on the bandwagon with his Summer Reads book club.
In today's media market, there are lots of options.
Kristen McLean is a book industry analyst with NPD BookScan, which tracks the sales of print books at major U.S. retailers.
There's a lot of types of media and entertainment that are competing for people's attention. And so having prominent influencers recommend books is very helpful to those books reaching their audience.
McLean points to one of the latest entries as an example, Jenna Bush Hager's book club on the Today Show.
The next hashtag Read with Jenna pick is...
She announced her August pick.
Patsy! It's Patsy. It's a novel by Nicole Dennis Benn.
Kristen McLean says the first five books chosen by the Read with Jenna book club saw a significant boost in their sales.
We've seen these books overperform about 500% compared to the rest of the market for fiction during that time. So that's a very healthy performance.
It's too soon to have the numbers for Patsy, but author Nicole Dennis Benn is excited for her book's prospects.
It's every writer's dream. I won't lie about that. It's really a dream come true to have this happen, to expose more individuals to the Patsies in our society.
Many of those who will now read the book, says Dennis Benn, might never have been exposed to a character like Patsy. She's an undocumented immigrant to America who leaves her child behind in Jamaica to pursue her dream of fortune and romance with another woman.
You know, when you're writing, you're not sure who you're going to be connecting to. You just know that you're writing for yourself and you're hoping that somebody gets the message. And so when these people who have a platform pick our books, it just means that it's going to be read widely.
One of the things we are really happy about is when we find a book where the sentiment of our community is, I would never have found this on my own.
Sarah Harden is the CEO of Reese Witherspoon's media company.
Hello, sunshine.
Harden says the hugely influential book club grew out of Witherspoon's genuine love of books.
She's a passionate reader, and she started posting photos of books that she was reading to her Instagram. And sometimes she'd post a few books a month, and then a couple of months would go by, but that's how it happened, very organically.
In June 2017, the book club was launched officially. It now has 1.1 million followers on Instagram. Witherspoon has picked 26 books, and according to BookScan, those titles sold almost 700% better than the average. 21 of her picks were fiction, and they accounted for 2% of all fiction sales during the time period. Witherspoon's recommendation helped turn one debut novelist's book into a genuine phenomenon.
I'm so excited to announce the September Book Club pick, which I just love this book. It is called Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens.
Where the Crawdads Sing has sold more than 1.3 million copies and has been sitting at or near the top of all bestseller lists for almost 2 years. Like many of the books chosen, it's a debut novel written by a woman, which Sarah Harden says reflects the club's larger mission.
Our decision and our focus with Reese's Book Club is to find and champion narratives where women are not the side characters. They're driving the action, they have agency, they're complex, they're flawed, and that's just the focus of our company.
Witherspoon's media company. Even before the club started, she looked to books for properties to produce, most notably HBO's Big Little Lies. Several of her book club picks have already been optioned for film or TV, including Celeste Ng's Little Fires Everywhere, which Witherspoon will star in along with Kerry Washington. Harden says the show has a built-in audience.
Because we've got a following of dedicated fans. They love Celeste Ng and they love this book. And I can't wait to see what Reese and Kerry Washington do on screen for that book.
And if the book brings fans to the show is very likely to bring more readers to the book, says BookScan's Kristen McLean.
Once that film project hits the market, there's a whole other wave again of awareness and promotion and marketing, and the book, again, will come right back onto the bestseller list.
McLean calls it a 360-degree deal where everyone wins, celebrity, author, and fans. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.